BAT, or the Brockton Area Transit Authority, is going electric, at least partially. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is Administrator Michael Lambert. Mr. Lambert, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
So I understand this is all being made possible through a federal grant.
That is true. It was a highly competitive grant offered by the Federal Transit Administration that had to put together a pretty exhaustive application package, including a transition plan that will show how we will get to a fully electric fleet.
Now, how many buses are going to be participating in this program?
The grant is for $10.7 million. That will provide 7 full-sized electric buses, along with all the associated charging equipment we need and training for our workforce.
Yes, and that's a good point, because there will be a lot of training involved with this program as well.
That is true. This is BAT likes to invest in its fleet and make sure we're offering cutting-edge service to our customers. And so in this case, we get to not only provide better, cleaner service for our customers, but also expand our workforce skills.
Now, will this mean new employees, or will you be training the employees you already have, or is it some combination of the two?
Yep, training our employees that we already have.
Now, when do you expect this to fully come online?
We'll have our first 5 buses about this time next year, and then we'll have another 7 buses a year after that.
And it sounds like this is the overall goal, and I want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly, is to have all the buses be electrical at some point?
Electric buses provide 3 great benefits. First, obviously, they reduce harmful emissions in the air around Greater Brockton. They also run quieter for our customers, as I mentioned, and they perform better for the drivers. And then they're less costly to operate and maintain over the life of the vehicle. And then eventually, as we add solar canopies to our facility, we'll be able to provide service without relying so heavily upon the grid.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.